Welcome to the Mark Howard Broadcast on TalkZone.com. The Mark Howard Broadcast is a Christian-based, conservative-minded political talk show, one that hopes to bring people of all political ideologies together. It is the mission of this show to find unity in all voices, without doing so at the expense of the truth. This is the Mark Howard Broadcast on TalkZone.com.
Welcome to the Mark Howard Broadcast. I'm Anthony Ford hosting. And once again, I would like to thank you for listening and joining into the Mark Howard Broadcast on this Wednesday. It's been an amazing week again. As a matter of fact, it appears in America since the beginning of this year, it has been an amazing year. There's been so many different things that this country is continually reeling from day to day, it appears. It's just been a tumultuous year with all kinds of things, including covert, rioting, peaceful protesting, and a host of other things. And I think more than the way that God is trying to speak to this nation. As you know, the Mark Howard Broadcast is a Christian conservative radio, a talk show, which will in no way, shape, or form or fashion mitigate the truth for a few good political correctness or anything like that. And that is what I believe personally has happened to this country. We have abandoned the truth for political correctness, and look at the end result. It's just an incredible array of things that have been happening to this nation. And after praying and meditating and thinking on certain things last night, this show is going to be dedicated. It was originally dedicated to, as I said, politics. It was a Christian. It is a Christian conservative, talk show. And we started with studying President Trump, accomplishments of this president. And there are many, and a host of other things. But with all the things happening, it shifted from what happened to America with this extreme deep division, anger, frustration, incredibleness. And after doing much weeks of research, I could only point to one thing that it caused for the spiritual and emotional and moral decline of America, that being the removal of prayer from school. When we did that, it appears that slowly but most definitely surely, the spiritual decline, the moral decline, the generational decline of this nation occurred. And it wasn't so slow. If you remember, the Supreme Court removed prayer from school, I believe, in around 61 or 62. It appears that almost immediately, we had the 60s was one of the most violent years for this nation in modern history. We had the assassinations of Kennedy, President Kennedy, Attorney General Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, George Lincoln Rockwell, and a host of other people. We had the Vietnam War, which was extreme violence. We had protesting all over the country. We think that now is bad, which it is, but during the 60s, it was bad. We had rioting from east to west in this nation. Cops were assassinated. I remember in the day when I was a youngster in the 60s, and they used to call police officers in Brooklyn, New York, to come out. And as the police officers got off the car and checked and everything was okay, they would get into the car and they would shoot them in the back. That was in America. That was in the 60s. There was much tension, much anger, much frustration. That was during the 60s after we had taken prayer out of school. Then the decline became steady, steady, steady. Once we removed prayer out of school, we removed the moral, spiritual boundaries, the authority of God from our entire country. And then after that, for some strange reason, the Democrat Party decided to have this whole what they call the Great Society, which removed out of many black families fathers. Therefore, you had two pillars of the family, God and the father, removed, which also leached to the white families in this country. And you can see now the end result. We have a children, a whole generations have no concept of God, no concept of the Father, who are doing things that we wouldn't have even heard of a generation ago. I mean, we have children burning Bibles. We had children running around, rioting, tearing up and lying to the children by saying, this is peaceful protesting. This is the most, we are now, since we have taken God out of this country and out of the system, we have become the most deceptive nation, lying to ourselves about certain circumstances and situations that are occurring. And you know what? I know one thing, if I know anything, being a Christian all my, I would say my adult life, that God is merciful, God is good, and God is kind. And sometimes if you don't correct yourself, God will do it. If you just read the word of God, which is just not a Bible, it's not a religion, it is God speaking to humanity. The Bible is the state of man, the mind of God, and God's plan for redemption. And in that Bible, just simply read Judges. When his chosen people had went away from him, they were suffering. They were taken into captivity and everything else. And then once they repented and cried out to God for mercy and forgiveness, God relented. But right now it appears that the United States of America, and if not the whole world, particularly America, that's the country I'm in. This is the country that God put me in. This is the country I know about, has turned its back towards God. And specifically, to be quite honest with you, not going to sugarcoat that, it appears that the Democrat Party has spearheaded this turn against our Lord God, which is actually demonic in a sense. And you don't, if you don't believe me, listen, let me make something clear here, because many say, well, you're saying that because you're a Republican, which I am, and a conservative, which I am. But I'll guarantee you, if this was a Republican conservative party doing what the Democrat party would do, I will be saying the exact same thing. This is not about politics. Grow up already. This is not politics. This is good versus evil. This is a whole different thing. I've come from a strong political family. My father was what we call an operator. My mother was a teacher for 41 years. The people that are in Congress, some of them to this day, I met before there was congressman and senator. If they ran from Brooklyn, you went through my father, period. It was no way that you became anything. And I'm talking about, I remember Chucky Senator Schumer before he was Congressman Schumer. And you're talking about, and as a matter of fact, when I was a young man, I ran for Congress. Unfortunately, my father wanted me to run as a Democrat, and I could not because I didn't believe in what the Democrats stood for then. And that cost me my relationship with my father. And they were not as evil as they are now, but this is way beyond politics. No, this is not politics. And I'll tell you why. But before I say that, a word from the Lord that came to me, matter of fact, just now, and it's from Hosea, verse 6, 1 to 2. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will restore us that we may live in his presence. That is the word of the Lord to his chosen people, the Jews. Doesn't it seem familiar? And by the way, after 2 days and then the third day, that's the resurrection when Jesus Christ died and was resurrected. That's a symbolic reference to that and how once Jesus rose, everything had been changed. Well, right now, America has just slid into abyss. And unfortunately, the truth is it has started with the Democrat Party. It's not even end. Don't go by me. If any of you watched the Democrat convention of several weeks back, the Democrats deliberately and purposely said we will now remove out of our Pledge of Allegiance under God. We will not have under God. Their own platform now says we will not any longer reach out to people of faith, be it Christian, Catholic, Jews, whatever. We will now only seek those people who are not affiliated. Why is that? Because to do the things that the Democrat Party really wants to do, you cannot believe in a God. You cannot believe in the Lord. You cannot believe in any moral compass. Because you believe the way what they want this country to be, it is godless. They want it to be socialist. They want it to be communist. And you don't need God in those. Because look at those nations. Look at China. And it's all but proven that that virus was not by accident. It was by design. That's because you have a nation that's completely and totally godless. They don't care. Look at the things that the former Soviet Union did. Look at those countries that are now socialist, Venezuela and half the others. They are now nothing but basket cases. And that's what the Democrat Party wants for this country. But there's one major difference. This country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And if they didn't take it all out of school, you read the foundations of those men. Yes, those white men who created this country, who led this. They were not perfect, no. They were perfectly flawed, but they were great men of God. If you notice, every man in that Bible was a great man, but they were greatly flawed. From David, Moses, the disciples. I mean, let's face it. All of the disciples, Jesus told them, one of you are going to deny me, one is going to betray me, and you're all going to leave me. And they did. These men and women were walking with God, and they failed. And tell me that the founding fathers didn't have a vision from God about this nation. Everything that they started was in God, under God, inalienable by God. They made God. If you look at the Constitution and read it carefully, and the Bill of Rights is based on the Mosaic laws of the Jews. And yet, we are trying to say, the Democrat Party, that this is not a nation of God, that this is not a nation of, that these men are racists, and these men are white supremacists. A lie, lie, lie. What do you expect? Satan comes to do three things: kill, steal, and destroy. And right now, the Democrat Party has practically destroyed the truth and is trying to destroy the fabric of this nation. In some places, they're doing a darn good job. I mean, let's face it, after the Democrat Party lobbied and moved to take prayer out of school, now our children are mindless, wandering. They have no concept of good or evil or right or wrong at all. They don't respect anything, anyone, anybody. You have teachers in school molesting children. And if that's not worse, some of the teachers are marrying their students. You have students molesting one another. You have children killing each other. In this society, with all the so-called social media and the like, you have more young children committing suicide than at any other point in the history of this nation. Why? The nation has no God. The nation has families with no father. The nation has no cares, and it all stems from one thing. When I was growing up, every day I went to class, I saw the Ten Commandments above the blackboard, that you shall have no other gods before me. Thou shalt honor thy mother and father. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. I remember to this day, and the Bible says you raise up a child to be as he's supposed to be on God, and he will be that way before the time he dies. But no. At the insistence of the Democrat Party, we removed God, talking about we're going to have freedom, tolerance. Isn't that just like Satan? He lies. And now, it was evil enough to remove prayer, God, the Bible from school, but that wasn't enough for them. Then they said, now, let's go for killing God's babies, abortion. Let's go and call it a should be legal but rare lie. Now abortion is done regularly, daily in this country. As a matter of fact, every 34 seconds, listen, every 34 seconds, an unborn child is killed by abortion in the United States. You hear that? Every 34 seconds. An unborn child, doctor, lawyer, teacher, minister, brother, sister, uncle, friend is aborted in the United States. And if you think God is pleased with that, we have lost all sense of consciousness. And the thing is, we are so spiritually ignorant today that we don't even know and see when God is working. As I was praying early this morning, and I was asking God, and he said, you know, I destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And yes, don't fall for the myth. God will speak to you. God will talk to you. He will speak to you through his word. He'll speak to you through anywhere he was. He hasn't changed. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. You people have gotten yourself so distracted from your social media, your television, your entertainment, your sex, your garbage. You don't hear me anymore. But I'm speaking so loud now. When you see something happen, you're going to wonder, why did God do that? God says, you did that. And I asked him about Sodom and Gomorrah. And God told Abraham, you know, the wickedness in Sodom and Gomorrah has come up to heaven. I have heard the cries of those people who are trying to do the right thing and calling on me. I am going down to Sodom and Gomorrah. God, I'm going. And when God sent his angels as ambassadors of the Lord thy God to Sodom and Gomorrah, they went to the home of Lot. And they said, Lot, get out. The God is going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And now he gathered up his family, wife and sons and the like, and they left. And God said, if I can find 10 in Sodom and Gomorrah who are not wicked, who are not fallen, who are not evil, I will spare them. And then Abraham said, well, knowing that his lot was there, he said, what if we could only find like 5? And by the way, Abraham originally had started from 50. And then he said, he got down to 40. God was really patient with him. And then he finally said, okay, if I don't find but 5 in Sodom and Gomorrah who are not wicked and evil, I will spare Sodom and Gomorrah. He didn't even find 5. He told Lot and his family to get out. They got out. But a wife had a heart for Sodom and Gomorrah. That's for you folks in this Democrat party who think this party is for you. That is what that represents. His wife looked back fondly at Sodom and Gomorrah, wickedness and evil. You have people that are thinking the Democrat party is the right party. The Democrat party is the good party. Don't get me wrong. It's not the individuals in the Democrat party. It's the leadership. And if the leadership was doing the same in the Republican party, I would be saying exactly the same. The point is, she looked back as she turned to a pillar of stone. Those of you who remember your word know this. Know this happened. Then God sent the angels and they got Lot out. What did the people do? The men, while the angels were talking to Lot, they said, we want those men. We want to lay with those men. They didn't know those men were angels from God. We want to lay with them and we want to be with them. And Lot said, no. Here, take my virgin daughters. They are clean and they pure. They've never been with a man. No, we want those men to have sex with them. And the angels of God became so angry, so upset, they turned around and looked at the men, and every man in that crowd went blind. Blind. The point is, they were so evil, they couldn't see, couldn't hear, couldn't discern God any longer. Where do you think America is now? We have people in this country, in Congress, who are pushing for the legal age of consent to be lowered to 12. We have people in Congress today pushing for abortion up until from the first day to the 9th month, and the baby is alive out the mother's womb. And what are we going to do? Well, we'll decide after it's out the womb, a nice crying baby trying to reach out for a mother. And they say, well, I don't want the child. Kill it. And we think God is not pleased. We think God is pleased. I got news for you. I got news for you, as he told me this morning, and it was scary the way he said this. Do you think that the people in Sodom and Gomorrah expected their demise? Do you think they knew about it? Oh, they knew they were evil and doing wicked things and things that God disapproved of. But do you think that anything was going to happen? Did they think? No, they didn't. They thought everything was okay. Do you think when Noah was out there warning these people for 120 years, there's going to be a flood. God's going to destroy everything. He's going to kill everything. And do you think they didn't even believe him? They didn't even believe Noah. And as the word says, they were marrying and business, getting married, having business and everything until God said, Noah, close the doors. This is it. He closed the doors. The rain came. And everyone on the face of this earth drowned. You hear me? Drowned. And you can't tell me, as I said to God, everybody couldn't have been evil in the whole wide world. It didn't matter. God was angry. God was starting over. God said, I made you. I created you. I can take you home. At his will, remember, all of us are made in the image of God. It doesn't matter whether you're a Christian, a Jewish, a man, male, female, gay. It doesn't matter. You're made in the image of God. And he has the right. I remember my father used to tell me, I brought you into this world and I will take you out. And you know what? The people never knew it. Now look at what's going on in this world today. We have people saying, oh, it's global warming. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. And you think it's us. No, it is God. God said, I will not destroy the world by flood again. No, I will not do that. The next time I destroy the world. Now notice, he said, the next time, it's in Revelation, I destroy the world, it will be done by fire.
by fire. And we're talking, oh, we got global warming. You know what? It's going to happen. And God, Jesus said himself, I'm going to come like a thief in the night, in the twinkling of an eye, and nobody's going to know what's going on. This is why I'm saying this is not about politics. This is about good and evil, turning your back on God. And that's where the Democrat Party is now. They are turning their backs on God. And I'm saying the only way to starve Satan is to rob him of his power. That's why Jesus did what he did. He said he defeated Satan. All Satan has now is deception. All he has is lies. All he has is a prowls around like a roaring lion, like a roaring, seeking whom he can devour. He has devoured the leadership of the Democrat Party. You have a party that is so void of anything anymore that it's an abomination. Yes, it is an abomination. And this is why I say, number one, pray for the Democrat Party leadership, that they get a sense of wisdom, that they get a sense of God. Two, if you have a family member or loved ones or yourself is in that party, leave. And number three, do not vote Democrat under any circumstances. How can you, even if you're not a believer, how can you actually in good conscience vote for a party that says we don't want God, we don't want prayer, we want to kill babies, we want to lower the age of consent to 12. We simply want to make whatever we feel in our emotions, in our bodies, sexually okay. That's what this whole thing about Netflix is, that movie, Cuties or whatever. And people are saying, oh, it's a horrible movie. The point is they can make it. Not that it's horrible, they made it. And yet, we somehow are so spiritually blind and illiterate. We don't see the coming doom. Sodom didn't see it. I mean, think of this. Moses talked to Egyptian Pharaoh to his face, and he said, let God's people go. Somehow, Pharaoh didn't believe him. Pharaoh didn't trust him or something. Either way, God said, I'm going to harden his heart. He ain't going to let him go. But he didn't know that. Remember, God is so subtle, we don't know half the time when God is. We're looking at now, oh, this is going to be the worst hurricane season in American history, back to back. And we think that's weather. How foolish. That is not weather. That is God controlling the weather. He controls everything. Everything. We may not believe there's a God. We may, this country may think God is sleeping or dead or closed up shop. Great, that's fine. But you know what? It's a lie. God says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I do not change. And if we think he's changed, you're in for worse destruction. Pharaoh didn't believe. God said, 10 plagues, the last one killed every firstborn of every family in Egypt. That was God's selective power to kill exactly who he wanted to kill, every firstborn child. Why? Because the Egyptians killed the firstborn of every Jew. Because they thought the Messiah was in there. They thought the leader was in there. They killed him. But God told Moses' parents to put him on the river, put him in the Nile, and he was spared. So listen, this is not politics. No, this is way, way beyond politics. And I'll give you an example of this week. The president of the United States. Let's say it was, in this case, it is President Trump, Republican. But let's say it was any president, any party. Normally, when a country is not influenced by Satan and demons, if the president of the United States became ill or sick, like in the old days, Eisenhower had a heart attack. I believe Lyndon Baines Johnson had developed, I don't know, it was kidney stones or something to that effect. I remember when Nixon got phlebitis. And the nation came together and they prayed. When Roosevelt had his stroke, they prayed for him. This president contracts COVID. And here's what happened. Many Democrats actually rejoiced at President Trump's COVID diagnosis. Many hoped the president and the first lady would die. Horrifying. Who does that? Irrespective of party, who wishes death on another human people president? Who? The level of hatred for this president is demonic. It's demonic. President Trump is no different, no worse, no better than any other president. This nonsense about, oh, he speaks funny. So, yeah, if any of you studied history, which I don't teach in America anymore, you should study Mr. Lyndon Baines Johnson. Lyndon Baines Johnson said in his, and I'm going to be straight with you, Lyndon Baines Johnson said in the White House, niggas got too much freedom as it is. We ain't going to give them coons no more freedom. That was Lyndon Baines Johnson. President Nixon used to regularly say, well, you know, these kikes, basically Jews, and maybe if they did get a little defeat in Israel. I mean, that was the way presidents talked. You go back to a Lincoln-Douglas debate. It was amazing what they called Lincoln. I mean, it was incredible. They called that man everything. I remember Goldwater and Johnson. They called him Goldwater, backwards, frontwater, scallywag. I mean, it was amazing. But no. People say, oh, he doesn't talk. But I don't care what he sounds like, what he talks. You do not wish death on another human being, let alone the president of these United States. This behavior would be evil for any person. This is way beyond politics. This is good versus evil. And I got news for you. God always wins. It doesn't matter who is in the White House, who's out of the White House. I would only hope that we can be delayed if it is President Trump, and I'm praying that it is. Because if you get a person in that White House who doesn't believe in God and makes it clear, who already is saying the Democrats, we're going to alter the Constitution, we're going to pack the courts, and once you alter the Constitution, they want to say that freedom of religion. No, 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 it's freedom of certain religions, freedom of speech, freedom of certain speech. Look at it now. You can say anything you want on college campuses in America. You can lie, cheat, have wickers and all kinds of foolishness. But say you believe in Jesus Christ and you're ostracized. That's American college. Say you're a Republican. You're ostracized. Just the other day, they had homeschooling because of the COVID, and a child was at home and it was teaching online. And in the back of the child was a Trump Pence 2020 sign. The teacher said, remove the sign or I'm going to cut you off the computer in the class. He said, no, that's what my family, we like that. The boy did not remove it. They cut him off. Look at the fact that the woman who was carrying a Trump Pence sign, an elderly black woman, and she was pounced upon by a bunch of thugs and savages who ripped off her sign. Yes, this is America. This is the enemy. And welcome to the devil's world. I mean, this nation is headed for its own destruction because this nation doesn't believe God exists. Half the world didn't believe it. And the old world neither knew it. Hitler thought he was going to rule the world. He didn't need God. He was Hitler. I will do it. Etc. I will do it. Just like Nebuchadnezzar. He said, I built this. I did that. And God said, oh, you did. For the next 7 years, you're going to be as crazy as a loon. And for the next 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar crawled around like an animal. His fingernails grew long. His hair grew scraggly and maggots ran in him. And then at the end of 7 years, he begged and pleaded with God, you're the real God. You're the living God. And God restored him. And right now, America and its leaders are headed for that. I'm telling you, Hitler thought he was going to run the world. Then God stepped in through America. And all Hitler round up doing was running a bullet through his brains. Yes, we are a nation in trouble. We are a world in trouble. Just this week, the Pope, the father of the Catholic, who says that the father of the Catholic religion, said we ought to have a new world order. We ought to have socialism due to the pandemic and all this kind of crap. Yeah, right. He seems to forget if he knows the word at all. We did have a new world order. We had a time in this world when there was only one language. Everyone spoke the same language. Everyone worked and talked and spoke the same language, and man was still wicked and evil. What did he do? Now, mind you, this is one world. Everybody speaks the same language. There's no differences. Mankind builds a tower called the Tower of Babel to God. And God didn't tell man to do that. And he said, look at them. Now they're building, they're becoming like us. They're building things that are way beyond their level. If we let them continue, they're going to do more evil and wicked things. I'm going to go down there and confuse their language. And you know what? That's exactly what God did. To this day, we have all the wonderful languages we have because of God changing it in the Tower of Babel. That's what happened. That's what God did. And I hear people on all sides saying horrible things. I heard, I think it was Chris Rock, on one of his comedy things, he was saying, yeah, you heard the president's got COVID. He said, I'm rooting for the COVID. Yes. That was what one of our so-called comedians said. I'm rooting for the COVID. I mean, I'll tell you what, let me calm myself down, but this is really amazing. But there will be more on the Mark Howard broadcast here on the Talk Zone Radio Network. I'm Anthony Ford hosting.
You're listening to the Mark Howard broadcast on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to the Mark Howard broadcast on the Talk Zone Radio Network. I'm Anthony Ford. In the last segment, I caught up with the Holy Spirit, spoke about the current situation in America, and it's not good. It's not good at all. And it's not good because of one party. And I explained that it's not politics. It is the party that has allowed themselves to be taken over by Satan, the leadership, not the individuals. Remember, my folks in the day were Blue Dog Democrats. I mean, they were really, really Democrats. You couldn't have got them to vote for anybody else. They were Roosevelt Democrats, and they thought that, you know, Republicans were nothing. I raised like that. I could not stomach the Democrat Party because I knew what they actually did. My father was an operator, and it was not a very nice party then, and it surely ain't now. And the point is that the party has gotten so beyond the pale because somehow, some way, I think when he instigated taking a prayer out of school, that was the doorway to the enemy to get into the party. And now he has the whole party. He has all the leadership of the party. It is so utterly contemptuous. And I hear if anyone wants to give a call and have a different opinion, please feel free. The number is 888-463-6748. I mean, if you have a different solution, a different answer, and don't make this about Trump. It's not about Trump. Remember, this country has been sliding in this direction long before President Trump. We slid into this direction when we decided to kill babies. When we said, you know what? God says, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman. Oh, no, we're going to make it between a man and a man and a woman and a woman, a child and an adult. That's what we're doing now. That's what we are doing now. And I heard that idiot Michael Moore, whatever. And I say idiot in the strongest sense of the word. They said well, you know, President of the United States has COVID. What is your reaction to that? Well, I'm hoping for the COVID. You're hoping that it gets worse. Yes, because and Jane Fonda just today, I just read this. Said, we ought to thank God for COVID. It's God's answers to help the left. COVID. These are Americans. These are adults. These are human beings. I got news for you, though. Jesus was not joking when he said, you will reap what you sow. You will be accountable for every word you say. And this doesn't matter if you're a believer or a non-believer. These are laws of God. I don't know how many times I've demonstrated this in my own life. But I've said something out of anger. And this was even before I was saved. And lo and behold, almost like the same thing would happen to me, maybe a month later, a year later, but it would happen. And I remember saying that. He said, you will reap what you sow. The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who knows how this planet works, said that. So when you have a lot of these, as of late, you have a lot of these people. And they say, oh, he was so young or whatever or this, and he died. I wonder how. A lot of the things, this is something I also received this morning in prayer. A lot of things that are happening to human beings on this earth,
We think it's a disease, a sickness, an accident, or a calamity, or whatever. We're causing it. We are doing it. We're doing it by the way we think. We're doing it by what we say. We created this new generation of murderers, of robbers, rapists. Why? They don't have any sense of God. They don't have any sense of right or wrong or whatever. And like these new millennials thinking, well, I don't want to work. I want everything to be given to me. Who's going to pay for this? We have come to a point. And the only thing I think at this particular point in time that can save America is prayer. I'm serious. I don't think there's anything else we can do. I really don't think there's anything else we can do. Because many in the Democratic Party leadership don't want God. So it's no, I mean, you can only pray that God softens their heart to know him. You have those in the Republican parties who are not strong enough in standing for American values. No. And I say American values, I don't mean the American values that they're wonderful being patriotic for God, flag, and country. I volunteered for this country through the Vietnam War. I'm talking about those family values, those cultural values, which is basically believing in God, trusting God, relying on God. And here, right now here in New York City, that had the highest incident of COVID because of Governor Cuomo's brilliant solution. Well, we're going to put COVID patients in nursing homes. That's when you have a reprobate mind and don't know God. You do things that are absolutely ridiculously stupid, as he did. Now he is saying, now notice now, we're coming into many of the high holy days for the Jews. And nothing possessed Governor Cuomo to say that if these synagogues and churches do not respond to his draconian laws, he's going to shut the synagogues and the churches down. But it's okay. If you want to have peaceful protesting, burn buildings, blow up things, destroy people, kill things, that's all right. Or if you want to go to your abortion clinics, that's fine. If you want to go gambling, that's fine. If you want to buy your cigarettes and go to your Walmart and buy your beer and your booze, that's fine. But you won't be able to go to God. Now think. Everybody doesn't have to be a religious scholar. You don't have to be a theologian. Think, who do you think would not want people to go to God? Just think. I remember when I was a young Christian, and one of the deaconesses said to me, I was talking about homosexual marriage, and she said, you know, Brother Ford, you do not have to be a Christian to know that that's not right. A common, regular, sensible human being, common sense human being would know two men are not meant to interact that way. Two women are not meant to interact that way. See, we make it seem like you have to be religious and everything. No, God gave us all a sense of right and wrong. He said it right there. I'm going to write my laws on their heart. How do you think we know? You don't go up to somebody and rob them. You don't go up to somebody and punch them in the face. You don't. We wouldn't have known that if God didn't put it in our heart. He put it in our hearts that we know right from wrong. We know good from evil. We know it. Matter of fact, we found out about it in the garden. And God said, now they know about good and evil. That's a big, great big mess now. Because we didn't know. Prior to the fall, we didn't know of anything evil. It was all good. Really good. The fall, now they know good and evil. And half the time, we're choosing evil. Tell me, what sensible, right? This is for you fathers out there who may have young daughters, 11, 12, whatever. What father would say and go for a law that says we're going to lower the age of consent to 12? What kind of evil is that? You have an organization called NAMLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association, where men, grown men, want to have consensual sex with children. What did they do in California? They passed it. So that now a man 24 years old can have sex, so-called supposedly consensual sex with a child. With a child. And what did God say? Suffer the little children not. That's another rule we didn't broke. Right now, this world and this nation is in a reprobate mind state. What does that mean? We are now calling good evil, evil good, and legalizing the evil. And God said in his word, woe to those who call good evil and evil good. And that's what we're doing.
How long do you think before something happens and the world's going to say, oh, it was an asteroid. It was a fluke of nature. No, it was God. But you turned your back on God. You didn't want to hear from God. You didn't want to know from God. So, guys, I'm just going to destroy them. They don't have to know. They don't want to know me. Many, many will know. Those of you who really believe, I'm not saying believe perfectly. It's not the point. Those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, yes, we will be spared. Guys, I will spare mine, my children. Yes, that's how Noah got away. That's how Lot got away, because they believed that Noah was the only righteous one on this whole place. So Noah got away. But for those who believe and have accepted Jesus, and I got news for you folks, us Christians, many of when you get to heaven, you'll find these pure Christians there. Why? Because you're going through so much now. Now, listen to me. A lot of the testing, and guys, the testing of your faith will be worth more than gold, precious gold. Many of us, including myself, are going through things on this planet right now that's trying our faith beyond faith. I mean, I went through all my family died of sickle cell anemia, a horrible death. All of my brothers young, from the ages of 16, 23, 55, young men. Wasn't in the world because my father wouldn't allow us to be in the world, believe me. And they died. And others are going through things which are worse. But by the time you get through this and you're still on your deathbed, you're saying, praise God, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You're ushered into heaven. And you will find pure Christians in heaven because they went through everything on earth. On the other hand, you find those people that curse God and deny God and everything. You stand before them and God says, what did you do with my son, Jesus? Well, I was a good person. I didn't go to church and I didn't believe in that Jesus, but I was a good person. You know, I didn't cheat on my wife. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. And God says, get out of my sight. Get out of my sight and go to where you belong. That is hell, eternal damnation. If you don't think there's a hell, look at earth now. Look at the things we're going through now. Imagine what we're having now for eternity. Imagine having rapists, murderers, diseases, sickness, and all that forever. Yeah, imagine that. And for those of us who think we are believers and going to escape that, and this is different. Those who are believers following this government, following their party, the Christian who says, well, I'm a Democrat. And I say, how? You're what? You're a Christian. Yes, I believe in the Lord thy God, Jesus Christ. And God says, how can you? Now you're standing before God now. How can you? Your light. What do you have in common with darkness? Well, I didn't think it was my right to put my religious beliefs on another person. Jesus died for those beliefs. Jesus died for you. He died for the unborn. He died for all. And you know what? He didn't want to. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus cried out to his Father, if it's possible, take this cup from me. He didn't want to be whipped, the skin torn off of eyes, gouged out, speared and stabbed. He didn't want to go through all that incredible torture, incredible beating. And Isaiah said he looked so bad, he didn't look like a human being. And that was the Son of God. And he didn't want to do it. But he said, not my will, but yours, Father. And I know that grieved God and it grieved Jesus. I know that he was going to see his son, his only begotten son, ripped from skin to skin, from head to toe. He knew this. He watched it. And he couldn't stop it because one died for the many. For all of us, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so when you stand before the Lord thy God and he asks you, what did you do with my son, Jesus? Well, I was a Democrat. And yeah, you were a Democrat. Wasn't that the party that denied my son? Wasn't that the party that said don't pray? Wasn't that the party that said, you know, let's have man marrying man and women and all kinds of evil, sinful garbage? Wasn't that the party that said kill my creation? Isn't that the party that wanted to destroy everything that I created? Well, guess what? I know you not. And I think that's one of the saddest scriptures in the entire Bible. You think you are serving God. You think you are doing right. Now, I'm not talking about sinless perfection. No, because we're all going to sin and stumble and fall. No problem. That's what God says. If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. I'm talking about knowingly and willfully aligning yourself with a party or a group that clearly denies God. You're doing the same thing that Peter did, except Peter repented. Judas didn't. He killed himself. And that's exactly what those of us who are Christians now in the Democrat Party are doing. You may not think it, but like I told you in the last segment, when God was destroying this world, you think Sodom and Gomorrah knew it? No, they had no idea. When the flood came, do you think the world knew it? No. And like now, if the sun was to speed toward the earth and burn us up, do you think anybody would know about it? No. Those of us who believe know that something ain't right. Something is wrong. And what is that? We turned our back on God. And we have a whole party of people, unfortunately, who God loves. He does not hate them. He loves them. He just says, turn to me. All he says is, turn to me. He doesn't care if you're Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, whatever. All he is saying, I am God. I love you. My son died for you. Come to me. I have a real life for you. So those of you who may not know Jesus, I suggest, I'm not going to give you this whole churchy religious thing, because I think that's an abomination. The church today is an abomination. I believe that one of the main reasons this world is like it is now, particularly in America, is because of the weak, vacillating, no conviction church. All I'm going to tell you is it's like asking somebody for directions on the street, a stranger. Jesus, I don't know what I'm doing. I need help. Will you please come into my life? That's it. You don't need any fancy a sinner's prayer. We're all sinners. No, you don't need all that. You simply come to him humbly and honestly, like you're coming to your father. You're coming to your daddy. I'm hungry. Are we going to have something to eat? What is a good father going to say? What do you want, son? I'll take you down to Mickey D's. Get some hamburgers. A good mother would say, okay, let me put something on the stove. You go to your Jesus, father. I need your son in my life. Please help me. You'll get him. You will get them, and don't expect no, it may be a big explosion, but usually it's very subtle. But God will come into your life. He says, anyone who calls on me will be saved. Anyone. And believe me, if he can save somebody like me prior to my salvation, when I was in the world, when I was a morning drive anchor in New York, I did everything conceivable. I was into drugs, drinking, drunken woman, as you name it, I did it. And I was headed to hell. I was really headed to hell until God led me to a person who became a great friend of mine. At that time, I was an alcoholic. And believe it or not, you'd be surprised how many people on the air, at least at that time I was in it, were drinking and were drunk on the air. You didn't know it because we had gotten so good at being professionals, you never know it. I remember a great journalist, Jessica Savage. She was good. She was very good. She drank a lot, unfortunately. And she got up the air one day after she came on the air drunk, got off the air drunk, drove a car and killed herself by accident. I mean, you can check it out. Her name is Jessica Savage. Great journalist, really, in the day. There's a lot of them that things happen to. My point is this. Now is the time, if you know the Lord, to rededicate and tell him, please talk to me. What do I do? How can I help? God is going to draft people to turn this nation around. I'm telling you. He did it before. He'll do it now. When in the old world, when the Jews were oppressed and all messed up, God drafted Moses. Remember, Moses did not want to be a leader. I stutter. I can't talk. Why don't you use my brother? God, no, I want you. David. God took David, who was nothing more than a hippie in a sense. And he said, you're going to be the king of my people. Me, Jeremiah, one of the great prophets. God said, Jeremiah, I want you to be a prophet over my people. I'm too young. Everybody's going to make fun of me. God said, don't you say that you're too young when I call you. So God is going to start drafting many of us who think we don't have anything to do. We can't do it. You're going to get it. And you're going to know that you're going to have an unction or an urging or a calling. I'll tell you, I'll use my own example. I had about 2 years ago, after my final stint as a morning drive anchor and after being on another radio station, I finally decided to retire.
it got on me for 20 years reporting on rape, murder, crime, war, and everything. I got so jaded, so paranoid of everything and everybody. You can't listen to that and report on that every day, which I was doing. Five men raped a woman here on WIZZ 105.5 FM. And atop the news, terrorists killed 50,000. I mean, you do that every day for 20 years and you begin to think people ain't no good, which happened. So I retired. And I was not bad. My wife has her own business and everything. So I was just checking out. I was still listening to the news almost 24/7. And my wife was saying, why don't you go back into broadcasting? I said, no, I can't do that anymore. I was sleeping. And mind you, I'd called this Talk Zone radio network almost 5 years ago. And I kept saying, yeah, one day. And I didn't. The gentleman at the station, he got mad at me. He said, you know what? Every time you tell me you're going to do something, you don't do it. And I said, well, I wasn't ready, whatever. This last time, which started at the beginning of this year, God said, go back. I'm going to speak through you. And hence, I'm here. Half the things I say sometimes, before I say them, I say, oh, boy. You know, God doesn't care about my old boys. He says, you told them what I wanted you to tell them. Just like God, Moses told Pharaoh, let my people go. No, let my people go. No, let my people go. And then God said, okay, I'm stepping in. And just like you had somebody like a Martin Luther King Jr. telling America, let my people go. Let my people go. You have them being lynched and murdered and raped, and you're not living up to your constitution. He lost his life, but you remember his dream? I have a dream that I see black men and white men and black women and white men walking down hand in hand married. Well, you know what? I lived that dream. My wife is white. If it wasn't for what he did, I would have never been able to get married in this country. Yes, America. And still we caught a lot of flack. But the point is, his dream, and mind you, what did he have in common? He was a strong believer in God. Not a perfect man, no. As I said, a great man, greatly flawed. All of them were. None of them. Read the Bible inside, the Bible outside. Just like Donald Trump, a great man, greatly flawed. And if we keep judging our leaders based on what we think a leader should be, God's going to say, you will now be a leader. I'm going to draft you. And don't think you can fight. Don't think you can talk God. You can't. Moses tried to squirm out of it. He couldn't. David didn't want to do it. Jeremiah didn't want to do it. I mean, the only one was Mary who said, you're going to be the mother of God. She said, how can this be, being that I don't know a man? The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. Say what? The Holy Spirit's going to. And imagine, she tells her husband, who she's going to be betrothed to, not yet, but, you know, like engaged. She says, the Holy Spirit came upon me and said, I'm going to have a child. And Joseph says, say what? The Holy Spirit came upon. You know what he said? I'm going to put her away. That woman done slept around on me. That woman done lied. She's a harlot. She's no good. And he was ready to put her away. God came to me in a dream and said, no, you don't put her away. I'm using her. Yeah? Yeah. She is pregnant with my son. Oh, I didn't realize. So he went and married her. And you know the story. If you know the Bible, you know the story. They had Jesus, and then they had several children after Jesus. But my point is this. God chose Mary, and she went through a lot. After dealing with her husband, who was going to put her away, who called her names and didn't trust her anymore, God had to intervene. Now, I'm telling you right now, things are at a point in this nation right now, I will not be surprised in the least when someone, I'm not talking these regular so-called religious leaders, probably someone you never even heard of, rises up and does things. Now, mind you, in these days, the enemy is going to be doing things too. It's right there in scripture. The enemy is going to be doing signs and wonders that's going to even fool the elect. By the way, the elect of us mature Christians. Many is going to come and say, I am the Christ. Follow me. And they're going to be led to hell. This is why you have to know God for yourself, not through a pastor, not through a preacher, not through a rabbi, not through a minister. You got to know him for yourself. And it is not hard. It is not. You get on your knees or stand up or whatever and say, please help me. I need you into my life. God is good. And God does love America, whether we know it or not. And the only reason he's going to do what he's going to do to America is because he doesn't want us to go to the complete and total abyss. He doesn't want that. So here on the Talk Zone Radio Network, the Mark Howard Broadcast, I'm trying to leave with an encouraging word, and the encouraging word that I have is that God is still on the throne. He still loves us. And all I can really say is, Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy, your grace, your goodness, your kindness, and your love. And above it all, thank you, Heavenly Father God, for sending us your only begotten Son, who died for us all. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, died for us all. Please, Lord God, help us to return to you in these United States, to you. I pray that you watch over this president and all, and that you continue to have mercy and grace on us. Father, forgive us, for we have sinned against you and you only. Please have mercy on America. Have mercy on America. Not for our sakes, no. Not for our sakes, not even for the sake of your son, Jesus, but because you are a loving, merciful, kind, caring God. Remember how many times you forgave the Jews? They went to other gods, they mocked you, they rebelled, just like us. And you found it in your heart to have mercy on them. Please, Father, have mercy on America. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You've been listening to the Mark Howard Broadcast with your host. I'm Anthony Ford. Next week, we have our special friend and guest, Tony Myers. Yes. And his pastor, Pastor Bill. I cannot stress enough, do not miss that show. Tony Myers is always a blessing to the Mark Howard audience. He's always got something interesting to say, a blessing. This is the man who was healed of Lou Gehrig's disease as an atheist. So I say, join us next week on the Mark Howard Broadcast, hosted by me, Anthony Ford, with our guest Tony Meyer and his pastor. Enjoy, God bless, and have a great rest of the week. Amen and amen.